Coach's Insight program's continuing tonight here on CARE Radio. We're pleased to be joined now by Atchison County girls basketball coach. That is Andrew Eckert. They get ready to wrap up their regular season Friday at Jefferson County North. We'll talk about that in a moment. But, Coach, you get that second win of the season. You beat McLouth on Tuesday night. Let's start there, 39-17. I know it's been a grind this season. A lot of girls just trying to progress, getting their first really bit of action at the varsity level this season. You've seen growth throughout the season, and obviously anytime you get a win, it's a good thing, and you guys were able to do that on Tuesday night.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really good game, a whole team win, really. Every girl got in, every girl contributed in some way. We even had to battle some adversity before we even left the school, so one of our senior, Ava Spears, she got sick before the game, so she was kind of up in the air up till game time, but yeah, we did a really good job and able to pull out a win.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ava and Madison Martin. I know we've talked about her throughout the year, kind of the two, you know, veteran players for this team. They were kind of leading the charge in that win on Tuesday night.
100%. Yeah, there are two girls that returned that had varsity experience and knew what it took to compete at the varsity level. They've done a great job of helping our young girls come along. And yeah, last night, Ava, like I said, she was sick to start the game, and I think she was the first one to score. She made a three from the corner, and then from then on, I don't think she thought about the sickness anymore. She was just playing, so that was good to see. And then Madison, she was dominant last night. She ended up with 14 points. I haven't done the stats yet, but there's a good chance she broke the single-game block record last night. It's her own record. She had 11 blocks in a game, like, 2 years ago. I'm pretty sure she probably had about 15 blocks last night. So it was pretty impressive to see.
Goodness me. Yeah, that is a big-time stat for Madison, and obviously Ava contributing as well. You know, we talk about the progression, you know, for this, you know, this school coming up in the next year or two and just kind of building towards that, and obviously getting wins late in the season is going to help that. But a lot of these girls playing at the junior varsity level, getting some wins here, again, more than you've had combined over the last few years. So, again, a lot of these girls contributing at JV and going to see more time at the varsity level moving forward. You're starting to see a little bit more success here down the end of this regular season.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we got our fifth win the other night. So we're like 5-8, I think, in the JV level, which, like you said, we last couple of years, we haven't been able to sniff a win for the most part in JV. So it was good to see that our girls are progressing. And I know they're not seeing the success they want to on varsity every night, but the fact that they're able to play a JV game, have success there, and then turn around and compete at the varsity level to the best of their ability, I couldn't be prouder of them. They've done a great job all year.
All right, Coach, let's get your thoughts on the regular season finale. You guys are going to go to Jefferson County North. They got a huge win Tuesday night against Horton. You know, they're just very balanced. They're solid across the board. They're not going to have a girl go off for 30 a night, but they tend, when they do have success, you know, they're going to have four or five girls get you between, you know, 9 to 12 points. Just solid. Very good coach. Veteran coach leading that charge at JCN. Now, you saw this team back in the midseason tournament, JCN able to get the win. What are you kind of expecting in this regular season finale in the second matchup this year against JCN?
You're exactly right. They're a hard team to prepare for because they don't have a best player, but they have a lot of good players. They don't have a girl that you can just take away and say someone else has to beat me, because, you know, they do have a couple other girls that can hit some shots from outside and make life tough. So our goal is, just like when we went into the tournament or a game in the tournament, was don't let them dictate the speed of the game. Don't let their press speed us up. And we actually, I know this, again, the score at the end of the game wasn't great, but I think first half we were down by like 12. We had handled their press really good. They actually had to take their press off in the first quarter because we were scoring on it. So that's kind of the key to the start of the game, is make sure we handle that press again. And but I'm sure it's in the season. He may have something else ready for us by now. So. But that'll be the main thing, is make sure they don't get out in transition and get some easy buckets.
Atchison County girls basketball coach, that is Andrew Eckert, joining us. We always appreciate it. Coming off their big win against McLouth on Tuesday, try to keep that momentum going Friday in their regular season finale at Jefferson County North. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.